From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Guyana's tense political situation, major talking point at CARICOM summit. Trinidad and Tobago government accuses Inter-American Court of interference. Mexico's exit from the World Cup. What does it mean for football in the Americas? I am Keith Stonegraves, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. As CARICOM heads gather in St. Lucia for their 19th summit, Guyana is still the main talking point. Yesterday, the leader of Guyana's opposition People's National Congress, Desmond Hoyt, accepted an invitation from outgoing chairman of CARICOM, Keith Mitchell, to attend the CARICOM summit. In a moment, we'll hear from Debbie Ransom, who is in Castries, for the latest on what's being said there. But first, this report from Colin Smith, who is in Georgetown.
Early this afternoon, riot police were once again involved in clashes with small groups of anti-government demonstrators in Georgetown. A number of employees of the country's high court were injured when riot police opened fire on them, apparently by accident. The employees were assembled in a street outside of the court since they had to evacuate the building because of a bomb scare. The riot police, apparently mistaking them for one of the crowds of protesters with whom they were having a running confrontation in that area, ordered them to disperse, then quickly opened fire with pellets, injuring a number of them. Although opposition leader Mr. Desmond Hoyt left today for St. Lucia to discuss the situation in Guyana with Caribbean heads of state who are assembled there, the protesters seem determined to keep up their campaign against alleged government discrimination and victimization. Colin Smith in Georgetown, Guyana for BBC Caribbean Report.